Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us on the cross. We thank you that we sit here this morning worshipping you all these years later. We thank you for the new life we have. Please encourage us in taking up our cross to follow you, that we might be your ambassadors and witnesses and servants for your glory. Amen. What we've heard read this morning is appalling, isn't it? The torture, the mockery, the pain, the abandonment, the death, all of an innocent man. And it's extraordinary that Christians from those days until now look at these terrible events of Jesus' death and interpret them as something good. We call today Good Friday for this reason. It's a gruesome death, and yet we believe that good comes out of it. One of the original apostles who was there was Peter, and he had tried to convince Jesus not to die. He thought it would be the end of the dream, the end of everything that Jesus stood for, the end of changing the world. And it took some time for Peter to figure out what this death meant. God had to reveal it to Peter. And some time later, as a leader in the early church, he came to realize that Jesus' death was a good thing, and he wrote about it to the early church. He writes this in his first letter, talking about Jesus. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the overseer of your souls. Now, just in a couple of verses, Peter highlights at least four good things that come from the cross. He talks here about forgiveness, about new life, about healing, and about security. Just want to reflect on each of those very briefly with you this morning. First of all, forgiveness. At the cross, Jesus bears our sins in his body. Now, maybe we don't like to talk about sin. It's a difficult word. It's an awkward word. It's not a very contemporary word. And yet none of us can claim to be perfect. We all have skeletons in the cupboard. All of us have done things wrong. And even if we don't feel guilty, we are guilty because God sees everything and we're guilty before God. Oscar Wilde made this point brilliantly in his play, An Ideal Husband, if such a thing exists. One of the main characters is Sir Robert Chilton, and he's made a lot of money doing dodgy business deals as he was growing up. And he's now a member of parliament, and he's being blackmailed by someone threatening to expose those dodgy deals from his past. And the blackmailer says to Sir Robert, "Even you, Sir Robert, are not rich enough to buy back your past. No man can." And that's true, isn't it? None of us can buy back our past. We all have regrets. We've all made mistakes. And only God knows everything, and only God can forgive us of all those things. And this is what happens at the cross. Jesus, God's only Son, dies in our place, paying the price for all our sins. Because of Christ's death on the cross, you and I can be assured our sins are forgiven. Our cupboard full of our skeletons has been seen by God, and we've been forgiven. This deeply personal and painful price is paid by the Son of God, no less, for us. So you are forgiven. There is nothing God holds against you. God removes a huge weight of guilt off your shoulders. You do not have to carry that through life. Now that is a good thing, is it not? Secondly, Peter talks about a new life. He says, Christ died so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. So using the metaphor, if you like, of dying and rising, starting something new, Christ's death offers us another chance. We can put our bad habits behind us. With Christ's help, live a new life. Now, the Apostle Paul, when he heard about Jesus, initially he hated Christians and he started trying to kill Christians. He persecuted the church. And then he met the Lord Jesus and he changed. He began a new life and he became one of the greatest advocates of Christianity in the ancient world. It's never too late to begin a new life. None of you here is too bad. With Christ's help, you can start afresh. And here's an example of what I'm talking about. Bindi Cole Chocker is an artist living in the western suburbs of Melbourne. She's part of an exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria, which I went to see last weekend, called Who's Afraid of Colour? It's an exhibition done by Indigenous women artists, and Bindi is part Indigenous. She says that her mother was a stripper and a prostitute, and she herself, Bindi, led a very, very fractured early life and was heavily into drugs by the age of 16. She became addicted and then became a dealer. She was eventually arrested for drug dealing. And when she was arrested at the age of 24, she weighed just 42 kilograms because she'd been overdosing so regularly. She was imprisoned, and she said it was while she was in prison that her life changed. She says, I stopped running and I just was on my own in prison. It was the worst moment of my life, locked up in a cell by myself. I was so alone, but it was there that God met me. I felt his presence with me. And in her own words, she says, I gave my life to Christ. I had belittled Christianity and looked down on it. Then I became the very thing I mocked. Now, she says that once she became a Christian, her life began to change, but it was a very slow process of finding her new direction in life. I can recommend that exhibition if you want to go and see it. It's only on for another few days. Now, you too can break free of the things that hinder you. It may not be as dramatic as that, but we all have things that we would rather not go through life with, things that control us. You too can start a new life, a life that Peter describes is of righteousness, of right living, of doing the right things with the help of Jesus through the power of the cross. And that's a good thing, isn't it? Thirdly, Peter says, by his wounds you have been healed, quoting from Isaiah 53, which we've been reflecting on in our silence. By his wounds you have been healed. So paradoxically, the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross opens up the path, the possibility of healing for all of us. You see, we're not made how God intended us to be. Sickness does not appear in the original creation story, nor will it be part of God's perfect new creation that is yet to come. However, it is part of our present experience. We all know that. Christ's death and resurrection, however, break the stranglehold of sickness and death and say that it doesn't necessarily have to be as bad as this. Because of the cross, we have hope for healing now, albeit partial and temporary, and certainty of full healing in the future. This is why Christians pray for healing. It's a delightful thing to do, and we do that in Jesus' name. God says in the Old Testament, I am the Lord who heals you. It's part of God's nature to heal, and the cross shows us that. What Christ achieved on the cross will make us whole. Healing and salvation are very closely tied in the original language. It may take time, it may take even a lifetime, but the cross opens the door. The journey to healing can now begin. And that's a good thing, isn't it? And lastly, security. Peter says, "For you were like sheep going astray, and now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." You've now returned when you put your faith in Christ. Most of us wander through life a little like sheep, don't we? We're a bit lost, don't quite know what to do, we're not quite sure where we belong, we're in constant danger of getting hurt, and we bleat a lot. If we're honest, we are a bit sheepish, sheep-like. Many Australians experience this very deeply. You just have to look in the newspaper each day, and you see it in all the social problems of our community. You see it in the levels of depression and suicide, addictions to illegal drugs, as well as prescription medication, alcoholism, gambling, family breakdown, workaholism, crime, domestic violence, sex abuse, overspending, especially on credit cards, stress, and the desperate struggle just to make ends meet. People are hurting. People are lost. People need guidance. People are alienated from one another and from their community. We all long to know where we belong. We all long for a direction in life, to know that there's something more than just going through the routines. And the Apostle Peter says that the one who dies on the cross is our shepherd, our protector, and the overseer of our souls, our guardian, the one who knows what's best for us, knows us most deeply. So it's silly to run away from someone like this who has our best interests at heart. Jesus is the one who will care for us and guard us, the one who will give us direction. So you don't need to live your life wandering aimlessly. You don't have to do that. Accept what Jesus has done for you on the cross. Thank him. Entrust your life into his loving care. It'll be the best thing you ever do in your life. Start a new chapter and allow him to guide and care for you. Now, there are many blessings that flow from the cross, and we just looked at a couple today, and there's a lot to take in. Forgiveness, new life, healing, and security. I'd be surprised if you're here today and you haven't yet given your life to Christ, if you could understand all of that just from my brief words. It takes time to absorb. It took the Apostle Peter time and God to work in his heart and his mind to show him who Jesus is, who Jesus was. So if you need time and you want to come and ask questions, I'd like to invite you to a course that we're going to be running soon. It's called Alpha. That's the first letter of the Greek alphabet. It's where you begin. It's a great place to come and ask questions. Talk about the things you believe and things you're uncertain about. If you're a Christian here this morning, it's a great place to bring a friend who might be seeking and wondering what all you Christians are on about. It happens in a very relaxed atmosphere. There's wonderful conversation and there's usually food. We begin the next course on April 26. I'm going to finish by just showing you a very short clip just to give you a feel for it. But if you're here this morning and you're interested, please come up and speak to me after today's service. Thank you.